Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Tom Appel, Consumer Guide Automotive Publisher and host of Car Stuff Podcast. Tom, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. How are you?
It's been a while. Happy New Year.
Right back at you. We need you so badly. First and foremost, one of our cars wouldn't start. We called AAA, and then I went out with a different key fob, and I guess it worked, and I guess the battery in the other key fob was dead. So then we started talking about that, and there's a little key inside a key fob. What is that for exactly?
You know, it's one of those things I forget about because it's used so rarely. But that little key will open your car, and somewhere on the outside of your car is a place to use that, like an old-school turnkey key like we used to do. And it's usually under the plastic on the door handle, but sometimes it can be very low on the fender. But there is a place to open the car using that in case the battery is dead.
And that's what we, like, Kevin Powell couldn't find his. He eventually found the little hidden key. So did Mary Vandeveld. Bob Kessler does not have a fob. And Kevin's like, well, what do you need the key for? But now someone texted, if the car battery's dead and the car is locked, you have to use the key to unlock the car to get to the hood release to jump or replace the car battery.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. All right. Now, here's another thing that John Williams said actually worked. If the remote battery is dead in your key fob, there's a place in your car, I thought it was the start button, that if you hold your fob up against, it will start the ignition.
I should know this, but I don't. I don't think every car has that. Many cars do have that. And sometimes it's located on the steering column.
Okay.
And in fact, I ran into that personally in a car, or for whatever reason, the fob would not work unless I held it right there.
Wow.
So, yes, there is a place. And all this stuff, manufacturers have information about all this stuff on YouTube. So if you just want to know about your car and your key fob, like a 2-minute, 3-minute video will answer a lot of questions.
In fairness to a mechanic that I go to all the time who I really, really trust, I got a new battery in my Subaru Outback, and all of a sudden the passenger side window would not go down with the one-touch thing. So I looked on YouTube, and I found a way to reset that. And it's because a battery was taken out and it had to be reset, and it worked perfectly. There's so much you can learn from YouTube and from Tom Appel.
And what happens too is you often lose all your radio stations.
Yes.
Your presets, which is always a pain in the butt.
All right. Now, Mary Vandeveld and I were going back and forth on this. My car is a giant salt lick right now. And she said, get it washed. And I said, oh, it's too cold. What should we do about washing our cars when it's below freezing?
The line in the sand, I just checked with some people, is about 20 degrees. Under 20 degrees, you probably do not want to drive through a car wash. And there's a lot of stuff that can happen. The single most annoying thing that happens is that your driver's side window will freeze. All your windows will freeze, but that's when you drive through McDonald's.
I was just going to say that. How do you get your order?
Exactly. But under 20 degrees, it seems like that's the line in the sand where stuff starts to go bad. And really, really awful stuff can happen, like your door will freeze shut. The water will get in past the door along the rubber gasket and just freeze there, making it difficult to open your door. So it doesn't seem worth it to wash your car under 20 degrees, but the instinct to wash the car is really good because that stuff on your car is no good. That's just all salt, and it's bad for your paint, and it's bad for you on your body. So you do want to eventually wash the car.
Mary, you washed your car when? Today?
My husband washed it this morning. Everything's fine so far. I didn't try to open my window. I never go to McDonald's, so I don't have that problem. I never go to Starbucks. I never go get coffee. So I guess I'm okay.
And as long as your door opens, I mean,
I've
seen people open their door to get their Big Mac. So, because their window's frozen.
Yeah, I guess I might have to do that.
I have recently done that. It wasn't a Big Mac, but yes, it was a Diet Coke.
A best Diet Coke ever at McDonald's because the straw is bigger. You know that's the reason.
I've
Yeah, the circumference.
That, but I've heard that.
The circumference of the straw is bigger, and you know, go ahead and compare that straw to other eating establishments, and you'll see it is bigger. So, just to be on the safe side, under 20 degrees, you should probably not wash your car.
I'm saying no. I read a bunch of stuff. I talked to a couple of guys, and 20 degrees is kind of a good cutoff.
All right, and someone else said that under the cup holder is where they hold their dead battery key fob, and there's a little picture of a key, and you put your fob there. She said she had to take out the plastic liner of the cup holder, but there was a little place that had like a key and little like a wireless, you know, three lines above the key, and she held her fob there, or her husband did, and it worked.
Interesting. Know what kind of car that was?
She said it was a Ford Fusion, actually. I remembered her saying that.
Okay. Yeah, they're all over the place. I have not heard of that particular location. That's cool.
All right. Well, we're all going to help each other here. That's what we're doing in this cold weather. And, Tom, I appreciate you. It's kind of like you've been on call. So I really appreciate you jumping on the air with us today and answering all these questions.
Well, my pleasure, Wendy.
Is your car clean or a giant salt lick? What do you got going on right now?
My car is, it's a test car, so it was clean as of Monday.
Oh.
So it's reasonably clean.
Good for you. Mine is so dirty. All right, Tom, great to talk to you. We'll hear you on somebody's radio show here on WGN pretty soon, I bet.
Even Johnny next Saturday, not yeah, this coming Saturday.
Because yeah, the auto show's coming up, right?
Yes. Want to catch that? It should be another great show.
Excellent. All right, Tom, we'll be listening for you on the Steve and Johnny Show, and thank you so much for talking to us.